Your future, your choice.
A podcast with EKC Group across Kent
with Noomi Gildart.
Welcome to the EKC Group podcast series. I'm going to be talking to educational professionals and students about college and higher education. We're going to talk about what options are available to you and the opportunities you have at colleges here in Kent. This is the first part of our Studying at College episode where I'm going to be talking to students from Folkestone College, Canterbury College, Dover Technical College, Ashford College and the Isle of Sheppey College all about their experience at college, choosing what they wanted to study and the opportunities available to them. First of all, big question. College is obviously a very different environment to school. What would you say are kind of those main differences that you noticed when you started at college? I'm going to ask Natasha first.
It sounds horrible because I am a teenager, but everyone's so much more friendly because you're kind of coming into your own and you kind of discover who you are. Everyone's really comfortable in what it is that they're doing. So there's none of that kind of tension the same as there is at secondary school. It's more of a community in a sense.
I think the best part about coming to college was there was more connection between you, your lecturers, your teachers. You had more of an input and more help tailored to around your needs and your support.
I think like the main difference is that school is more strict than college. At college, you're more, you get like relaxed, like rules kind of.
Do you find that that gives you more independence?
Yeah, definitely.
What do you enjoy most about being at college? Going to ask this to Lily.
College allows people to more freely express themselves. And I feel like that's my favourite thing because you just see so many different people, diverse, who, you know, can freely express themselves in ways that they wouldn't be able to do in mainstream school with uniforms and stricter, you know.
Okay, what do you enjoy most about being at college, Jake?
I'd say the freedom you get from being at college. There's a lot more freedom of interaction between, well, just in general. You can get to know your tutors well. It's more of a different dynamic, you know. At college, I'd say the dynamic's more loose. It's just, you know, to sum it up, more freedom. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, so kind of adding on to that, when you're saying you feel like you get to know your tutors more, do you feel like it's more interpersonal? You feel you're on a closer level to them rather than like in a classroom environment where it's very much like, this is the teacher, this is the student, there is a barrier.
I agree with that. There's more of an interpersonal relationship with the teacher and student.
Ethan, following on from this, talking about how I've been hearing a lot from these college environments that it's quite an open place where you can ask a lot of questions. Do you find that it's quite an interactive learning space and the way that you consume information is different from what you experienced at school?
Yeah, I think with college, I mean, there's that interactive part and the community aspect of it. I think there's a lot of like togetherness with it. I think you can learn together, you know, without being scared to like ask questions and that kind of thing. Very different environment, but a very good environment.
And what do you think helps
med school
contribute that? Is it the way that the teachers and lecturers interact with you? Is it the way that the learning is structured? So like what you have to do in a session, the kind of like a literal classroom or lab or workspace that you're in?
I think it's a combination of different things, and I think mainly it comes down to the people, so like the tutors and people that help you, like having that support network around you. I think that's the main thing, like people helping you and making you feel like welcome into the environment. I think that's the main thing.
What do you enjoy most about college, Chloe?
I really like how independent we basically are with our own studies. As long as we have everything by the hand-in date, then pretty much free. And in between that time, between you getting your assignments and your hand-in date, you can contact your tutors as much as you like, whereas I feel like we don't have that with school.
Do you have points of contact as well, like tutorials where you can get help within your timetable, or is it very independent?
Yeah. We get tutorials. I have mine on a Friday for about an hour and a half. And within that time, we can go through with our tutors like what we don't understand, or we can always just contact them online like whenever. I mean, especially being in a course where it's something you're interested in, whereas at school you're learning a lot of subjects that you probably don't like and then have to get the work done, you feel more inclined to like put your all into it.
Yeah. Joanna, what do you enjoy most about college coming back to it now?
I have to admit, I did worry thinking it would be like a very school-like environment. But to be honest, it's the fact that you're treated, the tutors don't look down on you. They treat you at their level. They're just there to help you go further. And they don't make it feel like, our tutors especially, don't make it feel like they're there for a job. They make it feel like they're there to help you progress and help you to learn. And this time last year, when I started college and we had to introduce ourselves in the class, I was in tears trying to speak in front of everyone, even though I knew two other people in the class. Whereas now I can confidently come on here and talk. We've done shows, we've been to events, we've met famous stylists. And I think the fact that it helps you grow as a person, and like other people have said, you're there because you want to. You're there because you're focusing on something that you enjoy and that you're passionate about. But also you're treated like it sounds really awful, but you're not treated like, oh, right, well, you're in this set and you're in that set and you're in that set. You're treated like, yeah, you can do this. You're good enough. You've got this. Come on, let's do it. And it's that encouragement that I think is really, really good. It's really, that's what I like the best, is you come home and you think, oh, I did a good job today. Do you know what I mean?
Bethany, did you find then that at college you felt like there was more support for you pastorally than you felt you had at school?
Definitely. I felt I had more support from the tutors, and we also have a great wellbeing centre and student union that I always feel like I've got someone to go and speak to. And I think a lot of students feel like they have much more support in college than they did in secondary schools or in other sixth forms.
Do you think that's because there's more resources, that it's kind of because it's this middle ground between school and maybe further education or work, there is that kind of more professional environment about it where you have that support?
Yeah, I think there's many more resources, but I think we promote them a lot better than a lot of schools do. So our tutors, on our first few weeks, would speak to us about the fact that there is a wellbeing centre, there are people you can speak to, whereas I think a lot of good services are in schools. However, students are not aware that they exist, so they don't take the most out of them.
We're going to talk a little bit now about kind of like the external stuff to studying. So trips, events, activities. I'm going to go to Paris.
So I went to the London Eye and Tate Modern trip. It was amazing because since like the Tate Modern is my favourite gallery in London. I've been to, I attended the drag show.
I heard about this. I'm obsessed. And was there anyone that you'd maybe knew from class or whatever that you saw on stage and you're like, wow, I did not know that you had this in you?
There's a girl in theatre production who helps a lot with performing arts, and she was a drag king in the show.
What about you, Jake? Have you been on any events or involved in any activities at your time at college?
I mean, we have a lot of the course that we're both in, it's, I wouldn't say it's focused around trips, but there's a lot of events that take place.
Yeah.
Whether that be volunteering at the Revelations venue, or Mark, our tutor, he will reach out with his connections and set us up with some paid work experience. A lot of the events is mainly work experience, like voluntary and paid.
Has there been an event that have you been like audio mixing, setting stuff up?
At Revelations, I've done quite a few shows there, and I'll be mixing for the opening act. But another opportunity that we had, both Tash and I had, was the All Change for Ashford event. We were both managers.
Oh, wow. Amazing.
We led our own team, and basically just what our roles was to... Tash's role was to make sure the props were all laid out correctly, and my role was to do all the technical side of stuff.
I'm going to ask Lily now. So biomedical science, that sounds like it's quite a heavy workload. Do you have time to let loose, to get involved in any activities?
During this year, with everything opening back up again and learning about new events, you know, we're allowed to go places other than our own classroom. There's way more events going on. You walk down the stairs and you go around the corridor and there's just some of the music classes banging out with their music groups. And then you walk down and there's a whole drag show going on that you didn't know about, which is always exciting to see. I went to the Pride that happened.
Okay, amazing. So what I really like about you guys as a group is we've got a real range of courses. So I'm excited to kind of deep dive into those. So first of all, I'm going to ask Joanna, tell me a little bit about your course. What's it like? What do you do day to day?
Okay, well, I am doing hairdressing. So there's different levels. There's 1 to 4. And for me personally, I do the colouring, cutting, the crazy colours, texturised cutting, different styles. You have your clients come in from the public, which are lovely. So you go in and you basically set up like you're in a salon anyway. And because this is a college salons. So you do your colour or you do your consultation first and then you do your service. And whilst you're doing that, the tutors are always there to help us, like Hayley, Nicola, Nikki. They're always there to support you with what you need. We sort of help each other as well. Like if you can see somebody's lagging a bit and they've got a lot to do on a client, then you go over and help, kind of thing. But to be honest, I absolutely love it. Like when I first left school when I was 16, I went into hairdressing. It's all I've ever wanted to do since I was 5. And then I worked my way through and then eventually I got an office job just to pay the bills. And it was nice, people lovely, but there was something different about being in a salon and creating the confidence that you give people and the style that somebody wants. So, you know, you don't just go in there and enjoy it for yourself, you give them an experience as well. But the support that you get, you know, if you're not sure, then everything is there for you to get the help. There's always somebody for you to turn to and they can point you where to get the help from. And as a team, you all work together. Like, I don't remember ever saying to my friends, oh, let's go and study together, you know, whereas we don't study together, but we're like, right, I'm really struggling on this bit. And so you'll help each other out.
I'm going to ask Ethan now, your course, business, because it covers, the word business can cover a lot of avenues. So I'd like to hear more kind of like what your course is like. What do you do on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, I mean, it sure does cover a lot of different things. I think, so like, I go in 2 days a week, which is perfect. So then I can like do my side hustles. With school, it's like 5 days a week and it can be quite, you know, consuming on that side of things. So I think college allows you and gives you the opportunity to build upon what you've learned. And that's what I found anyway. I think I'd recommend anyone, you know, doing business to do that. I think it's the best way you can learn. I think it optimizes everything that you learn by just, you know, building upon them skills. I think as well, like with college, I found that it's helped me progress in pretty much every single way. So obviously you've got the academic side of things. I think it's really helped me progress in that way, but also with like helping me with my like soft skills and like interpersonal skills, just giving you the opportunity to like network and that kind of thing.
Natasha, I'm going to move to you now. Big questions, big scary question that a lot of parents ask you or family members at Christmas. What do you want to do next? And how do you think studying at college is going to help you get there?
So I'm kind of stuck between two things at the moment because I've really fallen in love with the kind of events management side of things. So directing theatre shows, being the management at like festivals and stuff like that. But at the same time, I was recently elected student president for Ashford College.
Oh wow, congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, so I also have a love for the college itself and for the people here. Me and Jake have shown that throughout the year with our podcast that we have all of the students on. And I feel like I would really like to continue on and do my level 4 and 5 and perhaps teach at the college. I would really love that. So it's kind of a sticky situation between the two at the moment. But I've had a good kind of taste of the events management thing. So either way, I'd be happy.
And that's amazing as well that you've had such a good experience at college that you would want to stay on and kind of give back to new students as well. Like, I think that speaks volumes about the kind of experience that you can have.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like, I mean, it sounds so cringe, but my biggest inspiration is definitely my tutor Mark. He's like I went to a different college last year and I didn't have a very good experience there. My tutors weren't very helpful. It wasn't EKC group, by the way. I just want to put that
thank you.
Yeah, so it wasn't EKC group. It was back home in Scotland. And I came here and it was like a sense of kind of relief because I was getting all the help that I needed. I was having all these opportunities thrown at me, and basically Mark was this big inspiration. And now I think to myself, I'm like, I would like to do what he does and give other people this like hope and like opportunity and stuff like that to be able to do what they want to do, even if everyone else tells them that they shouldn't be doing it.
I'm going to ask this to Paris as well, because I'm very excited to hear this with performing arts. What do you want to do next? I bet it's exciting.
After my level three, I'm currently doing level one, but after my level three, I hope to go to university in Wales and get my full musical theatre qualification. And after that, go to musical theatre. And I also want to become an English teacher in a foreign country.
Lily, with biomedical science, it's quite a specialist course. Yes. What drew you towards it? What made you decide to study that at college? Maybe I think some people at school, you'd be told, oh, you want to go into this kind of area? You could do chemistry and biology A levels. What kind of made you be drawn more towards a specialist course at college?
Well, to start off with, I didn't particularly go forward with proper mainstream education. I dropped out of secondary school early due to personal issues, and I chose the BTEC course because I didn't want to go back into that mainstream school environment. I wanted to be, you know, somewhere that was more free, like I said. And choosing a more specialized thing like a BTEC helps you gain way more experience than what doing a standard A level would do, because doing an A level in biology wouldn't necessarily get you the experience needed in like a biomedical workplace, like a pharmacy and stuff like that.
Yeah, so you find that your learning is kind of supported by the additional opportunities you get at college, that kind of work experience, practical.
Yeah, definitely. You do way more interesting practicals than you would ever do a standard A level course.
So, you know, to know that you're having that kind of experience as well at such a younger age than what most people are accessing in other routes of education is incredible. I'm going to go to Jake. What made you decide to study music tech and how did you go about choosing your course?
I mean, when I was about 13 around 13 or so, I first got into music. I started learning guitar, but I just wasn't sure what it was all about, what the industry was all about. So, you know, I basically just Googled what music courses there were in Ashford, and, you know, Ashford College were doing a performance and production course, and that kind of seems really appealing to me. And now here I am.
Are you glad?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm actually really happy I attended this course. It's honestly, it's done so many things. Not only has it, introduced me into the world of music, not just, you know, playing guitar, but also the behind the scenes, the mixing, you know, the marketing. There's a lot. I found there's a lot to it more than just playing music.
Yeah, this is like something that I think we're hearing again and again, isn't it? It's like, it's not just learning stuff and putting information in your brain at college. There is so much more about it, of like how you can apply that learning practically, how you can get experience as well. It seems like it's such a well-rounded learning environment.
Yeah, oh yeah, it is.
I'm going to ask kind of a broad question now to everybody, just in case this is relevant. Is there anyone in this group who originally didn't think they would go to college? They thought they would do A-levels and then changed their mind.
Yes.
Bethany, great.
Yeah.
My secondary school really pushed A-levels, and they really, really encouraged you to stay to do A-levels, and they said taking three subjects is going to be better if you don't want to specialise. And I didn't know about college. I hadn't gone to any open days or anything, and it was only through speaking to one of my friends who went to college that I realised how beneficial college can be for a lot of people and how many different options you have at college.
It's a little bit different because I went to secondary school in Scotland, but I have always thought what I was going to do was do my the equivalent to A-levels and then go to uni.
Mm.
But then I have an older brother who went to university, and I have quite a few cousins and stuff who have all gone to uni, and friends who've gone to uni, and quite a lot of them really didn't enjoy it. That, and I've spoken to lots of people who in the music industry went to university and just felt that they didn't find it beneficial for them.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, well, why am I going to put myself through all of this stress to do A-levels when I could go to college and have a specialised qualification in the industry that I want to go into?
I'm just a little heart to heart, guys, and then I will let you go. Like, it is amazing to hear you guys talk about college and everything, because I didn't hear about these opportunities when I was younger. And I did the IB, I went to university. I'm an electronic engineer, and it wasn't until university that I started doing radio. And then I was like, oh, let's do that instead. That's great. And so it's really awesome to hear you guys kind of have that a lot sooner and go after what you want. It's amazing.
Can I add one thing, please?
Yeah, of course.
I think it's important to know that no option is the wrong option.
Yeah.
I think sometimes that first step can be the most daunting step to take. But once you've conquered that, everything kind of, goes in flow. And I think it's important to be comfortable in the uncomfortable. Try and push yourself out of that comfort zone and put yourself in situations where you might not be confident, but you then adapt and then you build that confidence. I think that's a big thing, because I think, going to college can be such a daunting thing. It's just important to remember being comfortable in the uncomfortable. It will make you go so far.
College gives great work experience and placement. So in my course, I do a level 3 in health and social care, and we're required to do 2 days a week work placement. So maybe it will be in a care home, in a hospital, or different health and social care settings. And I think it gives you a full-on experience, but you get to learn what it's like to work in that setting before you commit to it. And you get to test out different places and put the work that you've learnt to practice.
So there you go. That was part one of our Studying at College podcast. There is part two and more podcasts in this series available online at kmfm.co.uk. Go check them out.
Your future, your choice.
A podcast with EKC Group across Kent
with Noomi Gildert.